Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's that time again. FLY Radio is in your ear. Let go. Real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. Keeping it real hot, fresh. Real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. Real hot, fresh. Real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. Real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. Real hot, fresh. Real. Freaky, freaky, fresh. Break it down. Real hot, fresh. Real hot, fresh. Real hot, real hot. Keeping it real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. Real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. 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 FLY Radio. Real. You hot. Fresh. Real. Hot. Fresh. 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 Real. Hot. Hot. Fresh. 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 Real. Hot, hot, hot. Fresh, fresh, fresh. Real. Hot, hot, fresh. Real hot, fresh. Real hot, fresh.
That's right, y'all. That's right. We're keeping it real hot, fresh right about now. Welcome everybody to another Keeping It Raw and Fresh Blog Talk Radio Show, hosted by the one and only Z Fly. Thank you everybody for tuning in tonight. Thank you everybody for just listening in every Monday as you do, keeping it, you know, being loyal listeners. I thank you so much. Also, everybody, I just want to let you know to make sure that you go to my Facebook page called, you know, it was New York City Fashion Week last week and the week before, and I actually attended a Stevie Boy fashion show that happened last Monday, and it was really good. It was right here in New York City. It was in the Bryant Park Hotel. It was really fabulous. You know, so definitely go back. You'll see some of the pictures that I took. You'll see my little ensemble that I had. My stylist really hooked me up. Malachi Eason of Bridgeport, Connecticut. Got to shout him out real quick. He really hooked your boy Z Fly up. I look really nice. I mean, actually, I look I look amazing, actually. You know, I mean, it was really a new look for me. You know, I'm Z Fly, but, you know, he just had me in this whole new look. And, I definitely got to put that look in my wardrobe with the rest of my look. So definitely go to my Facebook.com/RealHotFresh, and you'll see what I'm talking about, all right? Yes, I hope everybody had a great weekend. It's Monday night now. You know how it is. I know a lot of y'all have to go to work tomorrow. Sucks for you. I'm actually out tomorrow. But I'm definitely going to go and get this show started. Now, tonight's going to be really fun. You know, tonight we're doing really hot topics. And I actually love it when we do really hot topics because I love just regular topics, but I like the really hot topics. Because, you know, I just pick, you know, random topics just to speak on and talk about. And, you know, I definitely love to get your ideas on them. So if you do want to call in, feel free to do so at 646-200-3136. I want to know your opinions, your comments, and any questions you might have on anything that I talk about tonight. Okay? So be sure to get your call on. You know what I'm talking about? But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get this show started because I got some good stuff going on tonight. Oh, yeah. Also, guys, we're doing really hot topics. But then the last half hour of the show, I am going to just bring you music. I'm going to bring you unsigned artist music that has been on the show, you know, from the beginning, you know, of the show and just, you know, throughout the show. I'm really just going to dedicate the last half hour of the show to my artists, okay? So you know what I'm saying? So get ready to get your listen on the first half of the show, and then get ready to get your grind on the second half, because you're definitely going to be jamming with the artists that I have going on. And, of course, you know, at the end of the show, I have your 10 ways, you know, you get up, you know, that ain't going to change. That ain't going nowhere. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and start this show always with a little TLC, because TLC keeps it real hot and freaking fresh. That's what's up. That was TLC, Hey, Hey, Hey. That's the way to start off the show. You know what I'm talking about? All right, y'all, but you know what? It is that time again tonight, my people. Okay, tonight we are doing really hot topics, so let's get it started, shall we? All right, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in to the FLY Entertainment Network. All right, tonight we're talking about really hot topics. All right, so first I want to talk about Charlie Sheen, okay? Now, as y'all know, that Charlie Sheen, he has definitely been going through his little, you know, personal thing as far as hookers to drugs to just, you know, a whole bunch of things that he's been going through, you know, ex-wives and... Ooh, he just been in the news so much, you know what I'm saying? You know, he got kicked off of 2.5 Men, his TV series that he was on for the last 8 years. But now, get this. Okay, so Charlie Sheen, he will immediately get $25 million in his settlement with Warner Brothers. 25 million people, okay? Okay, and then that's for his 2.5 Men, dispute that he had. But over time, he'll get five times the amount. Okay, now listen. It says sources connected with the settlement says that Charlie would get $25 million in about 2 weeks, and as reported, the sum represents the monies owed him for work he already performed on the series and profits that have already accrued. Now, Charlie has shot around 180 episodes for the show, and in the next 7 to 10 years, the settlement will produce $100 million for the actor and syndication profits. I mean, did you hear what I just said? He's going to get, over the next 7 to 10 years, $100 million. That's how much the settlement will produce. Now, that's not a bad one if you don't have to show up for work and you're going to get that much money. You know, so definitely it sounds like Charlie Sheen won in all of this. I mean, you know, he went cuckoo bananas, and hey, you get $100 million in this. Yeah, and $25 million is nice right there. $25 million, are you serious? Do you know I could do with $25 million right now? I probably wouldn't be hosting on Ball Talk Radio stuff. No, but seriously, $25 million is a lot of money. So you know, Charlie Sheen, good luck to you, Charlie Sheen. You know, he has been going through a lot. I'm not really a fan of Charlie Sheen. I never really watched 2.5 Men. I really, you know, but you know, you can't help but kind of hear about him and know a little about him, just how much that he's been in the news. So yes, you know, good luck to Charlie Sheen. Now, speaking of being in the news a lot, okay, now Brad Pitt, he definitely put himself in the news, but not such in a good way this time. I'm pretty sure that, you know, you probably heard about how Brad dissed, his ex-wife Jennifer Aniston in a magazine called Parade Magazine. Basically, he was just talking about their marriage and just, you know, how it made him feel. But then he kind of went back and kind of tried to clear things up. It actually went up to something like this. Brad was quoted saying that he spent the 90s trying to hide out, trying to duck the full celebrity, everything. He hit the 47-year-old actor who was married to Jennifer Aniston from 1990 to 1995. He says that he started to get sick of himself, sitting on the couch, holding a joint, hiding out. He started to feel pathetic. You know, he also said that while married to Aniston, that it became very clear to him that he was intent on trying to find a movie about an interesting life, but he wasn't living an interesting life himself. He said that he thinks that the marriage to Jennifer Aniston had something to do with it. Trying to pretend the marriage was something that it wasn't. And, you know, he also said that he started to feel dull. You know, he started to feel very dull, you know, with his life. He didn't feel like anything. But, you know, but then actually thinking about how that sounded, you know, then he kind of, he wanted to go back, and he released a statement to try to preempt the controversy generated by his comments toward, you know, Jennifer Aniston. so it, so then he goes to say, it grieves me that this was interpreted this way. He said that Jen is an incredibly giving, loving, and hilarious woman who remains my friend. It is an important relationship I value greatly. The point I was trying to make is not that Jen was dull, but that I was becoming dull to myself, and that I am responsible for. You know, I like Brad Pitt. You know, I like a lot of his movies. You know, I keep up with him, you know, here and there, and you know, I like him and Angelina being together, but I do feel that what he said, you know, about the first thing he said about his marriage, that's how he really felt. But you know, whenever people take things and twist it, then you do got to try to clear it up. But yeah, I definitely feel that he meant what he said, and then you know the little cover up, well, that's just that, just trying to cover it up. But he was very clear with his comments and his statements. But Brad, it's okay, you know. I mean, hey, my thing is you was real, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm all about keeping it real. So hey, you kept it real, Brad. You told them how you felt. If they didn't like it, then that's their problem. You know what I'm saying? Moving along, everybody. Okay, so Dolores Hope. Okay, if you remember Bob Hope, very, 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 very famous guy. Now, Dolores Hope was his widow, and she actually died this morning at 102 years old. Dolores married Bob Hope in 1934, and the couple was married for 69 years until Bob died in 2003. Sources tell Dolores, you know, she died this morning. Friends of Dolores tells TMZ that she was quite the character, frequently drinking bourbon and entertaining almost to the end of her life. So my heart definitely goes out to the Hope family. 102 is amazing. I mean, whenever you hear like about people, you know, living like that long, it's, you know, it's a blessing, and it's really amazing because, you know, 102, I mean, that's wow. You know what I'm saying? Like that, you just seen so much in life. That's really a blessing. All right, so let me see here. Now I got some more really hot topics coming up for you, but you know, I'm gonna take a little break, pay some bills real quick. Now, coming up, I have the Kardashian sisters. I mean, you know, my thing is, I don't know how a lot of people feel about the Kardashian sisters. I mean, you know, I guess they're okay, but they actually got one thing in common, and I want to tell you all about what that is when I get back. But you know, I said, I feel like going into some more TLC. You know what I'm saying? I definitely got to represent my girls, my best girl group of all time. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and play some girl talk for you to let y'all know what these girls are talking about. You're keeping it real hot and fresh. FLY Radio.
Yeah. or pain can make you happy, you'll remember me. Left eye, CLC, you got to lick it before you stick it, and that's just me. I be healing them with the Gucci bits and kicks, and you be hurting my ears with them lines, so switch and get up. You approach, your game's a joke, co-signing from the sidelines, trying to poke. I'm bigger than that, your small talk, face the fact. You wanna rock the boat a little, well, earn your pass, and it's the last call. But alcohol, meet at the bar, me and my girls doing it big.
That's right, y'all. Y'all are tuned in to the FLY Radio. You're keeping it real hot and fresh tonight with your boy Z-Fly, and we are talking about really hot topics. Now, I got coming up in a really hot topic. I'm going to be talking about that Ray J and that Fabulous fight that happened in Vegas. But before I get to that, you definitely want to stick around for that. I got all the gossip for you. But right now, let's talk about these Kardashians. Now, there's one thing that the Kardashian sisters, they have in common, and that is that I want to be pregnant at the same time. Yeah, it is. Kim Kardashian, she would love to be pregnant by the end of the year. You know, Kourtney, the oldest sister, she already has one child already, but she wants to be pregnant again. And, of course, Khloe, she wants to be pregnant as well. I mean, my thing is, what to do? You know, I mean, honestly, you know, I'm not even going to sugarcoat it for you. I'm not really, me personally, I'm not a big fan of the Kardashians. I mean, I really don't see what they do. I mean, I know they got their little, you know, reality TV, and I guess they have their little jewelry or fragrance line or whatever they have. But overall, what are you doing? You know, you just, like, what do you do? You know? But the point is, they want to be pregnant. They want to be pregnant. At the same time, U.S. Weekly, they actually spoke with Kim, and she was really excited about it. She was definitely excited about it. She was quoted saying, "I hope so. I really hope so. Maybe by the end of the year, she can be, you know, pregnant with pregnant with husband NBA star Chris Humphries." But she clarified, well, I won't have a baby by the end of the year, but maybe we'll start trying by the end of year after the wedding. So now she doesn't really think that she's going to, you know, be able to have a baby at the end of this year. Now, her sister Chloe recently quipped that the nuptials would be as big as a certain wedding that went down in London April 29th. Oh, I never said that I wanted my wedding to rival like the royal wedding. She said, I just want something that's special and intimate for my family and friends. Once she's a wife, she'll change her name, regardless if she's already married. But the point is, I mean, I think that's pretty good. You know, they all want to be pregnant at the same time. I guess that'll be something good for them, you know. Feel a little sisterly something. Yeah, that's nice. All right, so moving on to talking about babies. So Beyonce and Jay-Z already spent $1 million on their unborn child. Now, I just want to go ahead and say that Beyonce and Jay-Z, they are very, I don't really want to say, I wouldn't say sneaky, but they do know how to keep things under wraps. You know, like, just finding out that Beyonce was 5 months pregnant when she finally told people, you know, I'm like, wow. I mean, and nobody was the wiser. And, you know, like, paparazzi and just bloggers and all these, you know, they're very nosy, but nobody was the wiser until the VMAs when she actually told everybody. I don't know. But anyway, but yeah, they already spent $1 million on their unborn baby. It says, with my baby girl due in the next couple of weeks, I have started to get a taste on just how much baby costs. Diapers, wipes, the thermometers, clothes, toys. I personally haven't racked in $88 million within the last year, but Jay-Z and expected mom to Beyonce have already spent $1 million on the baby superstar, and I'm sure that they are not going to stop anytime soon. Wow. You know, well, that baby girl, she's definitely lucky. You know, $1 million and you're not even here yet. Oh, yeah. So if they don't spend $1 million and she ain't here yet, you just know when she meets this earth, can you say the girl is sick? Wow. Okay. All right, everybody. But let me look, I'm going to take another little break real quick. But don't worry, don't worry. Whenever I got back, I got one more juicy, really hot topic for you. And it's all about that. Yeah, you know, that fight that went on in Vegas between two rappers that y'all love. You know what I'm saying? It is really crazy. You really don't want to miss it. You're keeping it real hot and fresh with D-Fly.
For PETA, this is Christian Radio 60 Second Radio.
In the book of Genesis, God says that humans have dominion over the planet. The abuse of that power and of God's creation is wrong. We all have a responsibility to treat God's creation with respect and not to allow others to abuse what He has given us. This is a message from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. We want to send you a free vegetarian starter kit. The kit includes facts about how animals are treated in factory farms before they are turned into food, and how you can make easy changes in your life to reduce the suffering of all God's creatures. The Bible says that God knows when every sparrow falls. He knows the horrible conditions that cows, pigs, and chickens are raised in, and we want you to know how you can make a difference. Call 1-888-VEG-FOOD. That's 1-888-VEGFOOD, or visit goveg.com for more information. Thank you.
What's up, y'all? You're keeping it real hot and fresh, and we're doing really hot topics. And I have one more really hot topic for you tonight, and that's going to go to the really hot fight that happened in Las Vegas over the weekend at a Palms, backstage at Palms. I think it's a nightclub. Now, supposedly, but Fabulous, rapper Fabulous and singer Ray J got into a fight. That's right. Basically, the fight started over a tweet that Fabulous had made about Ray J and boxer Floyd Mayweather. Fabulous had tweeted that Floyd's saying that he's gonna have a concert in his living room, and then Ray J was singing in the background at a piano, had him in tears. However, so they really, I guess Fabulous was making fun of Ray J, and it really made Ray J mad, and it's been reported that Ray J hit Fabulous in the face, however, it says that Fabulous had really beat, Ray J up. Now, Ray J was on the Power 105 radio show this morning here in New York, and he was really mad. It was about a 9-minute. It wasn't really an interview. It was more just a 9-minute of shouting and blown off steam by Ray J. And he was basically saying that, Fabulous never got a punch in. Ray J hit him in the face. He knocked him down to the floor. Basically Ray J was mad over the tweets. You definitely need to go to Fabulous' page and check out the tweet that he tweeted. But according to Ray J beat him up. But you know what though, y'all have to go back and hear that radio too, Power 105 here in New York, and you'll be able to hear. You go to the site, power105.com. You'll be able to hear the interview by Ray J. And basically, I'll be honest with you, I'm not a fan of Ray J. I mean, he was just yelling and talking about how Fabulous is a punk, Fabulous didn't get any licks in, Fabulous better watch his mouth, and he's ready to fight him again, and blah, 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 and talking about, oh, I have Rolls Royces, and he's tired of being humble, he's going to tell the truth now, his house is this big, and he has this much money, and who cares? Ray J, for one thing, people have been talking about you since, you've been Brandy's brother, you're still Brandy's brother, you are not all that. I mean, who cares about your little reality show? Who cares about any of that stuff? I mean, my thing is, okay, I don't really know what happened. I don't know if he beat up Fabulous. I find it hard to believe that he just punched Fabulous fell to the floor and didn't do anything, you know? I mean, I don't know. I mean, what do y'all think? I mean, go to my Facebook and let me know what you think. Or call in. Tell me, what did you think? Do you think that Fabulous didn't do anything? He just let Reggie punch him in the mouth. He didn't do anything. 646-200-3136. But, yeah, but that's basically what happened. I mean, Reggie was really heated in the interview. You know, basically he was just saying that, you know, he felt disrespected. And he even put Diddy in it. You know, I don't know. Yeah, I want to know what y'all think. To me, it's just crazy. I mean, like I said, I'm not a fan of Reggie. I'm really not. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. I'm not a fan of him. You know, I mean, but, I guess he felt some kind of way over the tweet. And he let it out on Fabulous Faith. However, he was arrested. Yeah, he was definitely arrested. They took him out in handcuffs out of the Palms Hotel, entertainment place. And, I don't know. He went kind of off. My thing is, he's a good role model or something. Is this a way to act Fabulous? I mean, I'm sorry, act Ray J? Really? And another thing, what is up with these stars tweeting, like having Twitter fights, you know, bashing each other over Twitter? Really? I'm confused. I mean, is that y'all way of like telling it, saying it like you mean it? Like, you really don't like each other, but, you know, you'll say it over Twitter. I don't know. Anyway, everybody, this has been the Really Hot Topics. I hope you really enjoyed it. But you know what? Like I said, I want to go ahead and transition the show. We're going to get into some new, some unsigned artists of music. So this is some of the artists that has been on my show, you know, throughout the past 3 years. And I just want to dedicate this, you know, last half hour of the show to my unsigned artists. That's some really good music. Sorry, but I definitely hope that you enjoyed a Really Hot Topic and get ready to sit back and jam with some unsigned artists music. Everybody, so that concludes the Really Hot Topic segment. Now we're going to go ahead and get into some really hot music for tonight. And this first song comes by the artist Daylight, and this is called I Did That.
I'll bring it right back. If you ain't got a stat, then you don't want that. I hustle on the block. I can get you a block. I can hit the studio with none of my records locked. I get a lot of this, and I get a lot of that. I'll load the whole clip, and you can get all of that. I keep a lot of you want me, I'm in the trap. He's selling touch of us, so we'll get the money back. He got on Gucci shoes, and I'm wearing fresh tape. That don't impress me, he worked for me anyway. You want to be the man, then you can go hold it. Whenever he say what's up, call me Carmelo Dawg, I fall for the silver nugget. Roadside, Alabama, I really think nothing of it. I killed a lot of haters, I'm down to my last two. Your homeboy number one, head start number two. Okay,
I did that.
I thought I'm just having fun with this.
I
like
did that.
For y'all, you know what I'm saying?
I did that.
It's all good, but
I did
all
that.
I'm in the studio, I'm having fun with this right here.
Did
right,
that.
I did that. Listening to it. Go
I
do
did,
that.
I did
you
that.
Know what I'm saying? I did that. Alabama, baby, y'all stand up.
Hey, I did
let
that.
Pass me a top, y'all. If I try to touch them all, tell them you, and watch me shut down the mall. I get plenty of money, and I use a lot of money. Ask Tracy Morgan about it. He said a whole bitch. I'm talking about murder games. I'm talking about lots of
what else.
I'm talking about Swiss sweet. I'm high off that first brain. Let me go get them, dog. I'm feeling like me and me. Tell us in your wine, I'm the same old Z. Can't let these haters control me. I'm whipping, whipping, whipping.
What else?
Spread the well done. I hear trap talking, but you can't even post fun.
become a Republican. The f***s overseas flying out like a pelican. Look at South Dan, see my album, it's doing well. The phone talking down as I flip that fish scale. And the oil face selling like the f*** in Amsterdam. Early in the morning, set the fiends to have a gram. Call me what you want, you can call me a paper boy. If people buy the dozen, you can call me a paper boy. The red dog tripping and these snitches, they getting worse. Give me about an hour and let me see who I'm killing first. Hit the studio and do an album, it's on tonight. Hit up one of my groupies, tell them do me, it's on tonight. My wrist looking sick, but I ain't talking about jury dog. My whole arm bruised up from flicking them hundreds off. The guns say they love me, I don't mind, they doing that. Bust it wide open for me, baby,
let
he
the
did
man
that.
Play.
Cutty Mac, Runaway Girl. I hope you definitely enjoy that. But don't worry, so much more to come up. I'm gonna keep this thing moving. This is the next artist that I have. Set 'Em on Fire by King Jabbar.
You
baby. I'm driving the daisy with a ratchet, baby. Yeah, in proportion like the shining, baby. Hey, I wouldn't shit you off, job you, baby. You ain't a no limit, told ya. Boy, I thought I told ya. You were doing just stop acting like I knew ya. Hey, I'm jiggling, baby, with no conscience. That's the contraband and daily. Ain't no half stepping out of table, but payment left. Get it established. I'm a shady lady. Hey, what you want? That's how my mama raised me. Don't get it fucked up like a nigga raised me. I'm so hypnotized like a nigga gravy. Hey, simulation got your vision. Hey, the grave.
It's you, 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 it's never be no one else. You so fine, it's a crime, so don't hurt yourself. But you don't need me to tell you that. It came into my life, I told them, oh, this is a wrap. I told them, take a step, I told them, it's you. Your love's infectious with no cure, like the swine flu. And I'm contaminated, I got them others hating. Imagine in my face, all of the guys are dating. But it's just me and you, or maybe you and I. Let's twist them all and say hi, haters from the sky. Hey, baby, you the best I ever had. And that's from flames, you don't need Drake to tell you that. And you know I'm out to spread a fear. Call my sex my quill, cause after that you sleeping here. Yeah, and she never ever done me wrong. Damn, I think she liked me, yeah, she got me on the ringtone.
I've been looking for the right one, and I could swear that I never was gonna find one. And then you came around, and you put it down. And that's when I knew that girl is bam bam. Cause baby, it's you, it's you.
And if you don't know it's her, bring this track back. Let her know how you feel.
Copyright them, as you know, fake air. Blood sucking rappers are vital. Speaking to fake motherfuckers, don't acknowledge them at all, because deep down they want to see you fall. And keep your real people close, and don't you ever let them go. The ones that got your back, filthy, rich, or dead broke. Keep the circle tight, loyalty comes first. It's very necessary, your money is secondary. Respect is a must, so is honor and trust. Because without it, the scavengers are heavy surrounded, and it's a conquer and destroy game. Motherfuckers better understand it when you talk. It's not a paranoid thing now, nah. It's a setup. See, the object is to f*** your head up, so every move you make is all messed up. The pimps see well, the money keeps growing, the hoes keep hoeing, and they're not even knowing what's going on. It's colder than the Midwest winter in December. I can't even recall or remember seeing anything colder than this. I get pissed when I go deep into the thought about how wrong this is, and it's just not fair, and most are just not aware. But I stare at the picture, seeing it so clear that it scares me. I won't lie, I get chills up my spine every time I think about how it's real and not fake. A bit, it's hard to take this shit. See, knowing so much got me thinking this ain't as sick, but on point, just like the tip of attack. And if I ain't spitting the facts, then I ain't ripping this track. They started pimping me, so I started pimping them back. My dimension is demented, homeboy, and it's as simple as that. See, they don't give a f- if the way I'm living is whack. That's why I'm giving them hell and never giving them slack. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful minds. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell the phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shit. Their rhymes tuning the mind. Wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell the phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shit. And their rhymes tuning the mind. Jane, get ready, cause you know the jealous ones envy. You heavy on the haters' minds right now. It's not a dream, it's reality. I hope you tuned in, but keep in mind the hating is natural. A hater doesn't even know he's hating. It's human to hate. If you can't understand that, then you will get ate up quick. Cut head real good. Food on the plate. I'm saying be careful, they study every move that you make. And it's on. You see what happened with the song, Sean. You wrote a clever story, motherfucker. Took you all wrong. See, they don't really understand the work of a genius. So what do? They throw rocks at you like Jesus, Jesus. So crazy, it's amazing to me how the average person don't know how to take me. Motherfucker don't wanna show love or congratulate me. So they point fingers at me and find reasons to hate me. It makes me wanna keep my witty rhymes to myself and hide out. It maybe goes right for somebody else, like some little corny hit for some young rapper to blow. Stay on the low and try to write them in a passionate flow. And put some big connects behind them, I just happen to know. But do I really want to do all that? The answer is no. Even though them royalty checks sound nice for real, I can only write to a beat that I can feel. I can only spit a rhyme that comes straight from the soul. Ask me why I not just look at you and say I don't know. I ain't that rapper that you see with an MTV crib. I'm that rapper from the streets that he preparing his kid. Talk
bought him chest at age 3 to put his ass in the gym. It's in my mind, it's not about me, it's all about him. So I keep jabbing with the left and follow through with the right. And before you go to bed, say a prayer every night. You want to see a beautiful mind.
That's what's up. All right, everybody. I heard definitely that you enjoyed the featured artist music night. Hey, I kind of like that. Featured artist music night. I might have just thought about something. But anyway, everybody, you know what? Hey, we are 5 minutes down to the show. I really thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Thank you so much to all my listeners and all the people who go back and listen to the show. Thank you so much. I definitely want you to keep tuning in each week. We have some good stuff coming in, coming up for you. You just won't believe it. I can't even believe it. But you know what? You know how we end this show every night with 10 ways you know that you are ghetto. All right, y'all. So I'm going to talk to y'all and hear y'all next week. You're going to hear my big mouth next week. So I'll be ready for it. And right now, we're going to go ahead and get into 10 ways you know you're ghetto. And that's how we're going to do it. All right, y'all. Have a great night. All right, y'all. Number 10. You know you're ghetto when you're stealing internet from your neighbor to be on Facebook. Want to know why? Because you ain't got no Android phone. You ain't got no iPhone. You can't even get on internet on your phone, so you got to steal somebody's internet. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is, stop piggyback riding off of people. Get your own internet service. Number 9, you know you get it when you cut the toothpaste open to scrub the rest of the toothpaste out. Nothing wrong with that. Everything is high. You know what I'm saying? I paid for it. You know, so my thing is I pay for all this toothpaste. I'm going to use those scissors. I'm going to use that knife. I'm going to cut this open. I'm going to use this toothpaste. Number 8. You know you get up when your uncle gets drunk and cuts everybody out at the family cookout. You know what I'm saying? Y'all really need to stop having that bourbon at the family cookout. It's just something about that brown liquor. You know what I'm saying? People want to fight. I don't know what it is. People just want to fight with brown liquor. You know what I'm saying? They got a chicken leg in one hand. They got the bourbon in the other hand. My thing is, how are you going to fight somebody? You should be trying to eat and drink by cussing them out. You know what I'm saying? Number 7, you know you get up when you park your car at somebody else's house and catch a ride home because the repo man is looking for you. I know that's right. Boy, the repo man is looking for your car. Yeah, you know, you got to. What's wrong with that? You know what I'm saying? I got a whole bunch of tickets anyway. People looking for me, too. Number 6, you know, you ghetto if you still walk around wearing 6X tees, knowing you should be wearing 2X. They know, and that's so old. Like, who still wears baggy clothes? The skinny jeans are in. People, get over it, okay? Go skinny is no longer baggy. Go skinny, okay? Number 5, you know you ghetto if you use stove covers for pot lids. Now that is ghetto. What are y'all doing? Are y'all breaking all your pot lids? And my thing is, why don't y'all just go to Dollar Tree and just buy some more? I mean, just buy a dollar. Spend that dollar. Because you spending way more than a dollar in your weed. Number 4, you know you ghetto if you still have a big wooden fork and spoon hanging on your kitchen wall. And you know you still living in the South. And the funny thing is how people just love those decorations. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you grow up, like, my thing is get into the new century. Okay, who in the world has big wooden forks and spoons hanging over your stove? And the thing is, you don't even cook. You know what I'm saying? Most people who handle designs were for them people who actually cook meals. You don't cook. You go to McDonald's every day. Number 3, my bad. You know you ghetto if you reuse those plastic plates from the Chinese food place. Ain't no wrong with that. Because you know what I'm saying? They give you a whole lot. But sometimes they give you a fork and a spoon. You know what I'm saying? Hold on to that stuff. Just think of washing these dishes. Number 2. You know you ghetto if you sweep your carpet instead of vacuuming it. That is ghetto. And what's the point of having a carpet if you're going to sweep it? Y'all need to stop that. Number 1, you know you ghetto if you have to turn the toaster upside down to get the Pop-Tart out. I'm going to need y'all to clean that toaster, okay? There's so much crust, breadcrumbs, just nasty junk in there that it won't even let your food come out no more. It's keeping it in there. Yeah. Anytime you got to turn over that toaster to get that Pop-Tart out, y'all need to just throw that thing. Now, that's something you need to throw away right there. Everybody, I'm out of here. I'm going to talk to y'all soon. Y'all have a great week, and I'll talk to you next Monday. You've been ghetto, keeping it raw and fresh. FLY Radio, your boy Z-Fly. Peace.